Hello all. Well, at the minute I'm in the process of adding music to my iPod Touch, 4th gen. It's not worth doing much else with it, but because it's only iOS 6 now, it won't run 7. And I had the uncanny idea of formatting it and, blanking it, because it had loads of apps on it. And I thought, you know what, I'm just going to turn this into a music centre. Why not? A bunch of tracks on it and just see what it comes up with, because it's a really good bit of kit. You know, the old iPod Touch is really, really cool. I love it. I think it's one of my favorite devices. It used to be one of my favorite devices for running apps on when my phone was dead, but I've got my iPad for that. But the iPad is still at least upgradable for now, until they bring out iOS 8, of course. Or iOS, whatever the hell. Yeah, iOS 8, it'll be. Are we on 7 now? Yeah, we are. So when they bring out iOS 8, this old iPad 2 will be pretty much dead in the water. But yeah, I'd rather like the idea of using this old iPod Touch 4th gen with a Sony dock that I've got in the kitchen as a music player. So at the minute there's about 9,000 odd songs on it, and it's still got 3 gig free. And what's weird about it, and I haven't figured this out yet, is it reckons that the space is lower than it actually is until I sync it. And then it seems to gain space again. So whether it's converting larger files to 128 kbps, I don't know. But it seems that I can get a hell of a lot of music on this pod. I'm going to try for one or two more random folders and see if I can still get everything on that I want. It reckons it won't do it, but it's weird because it always seems to, I don't know, it seems to just do it. It seems to just add them on. So, I don't know, it's a bit odd. But I'm supposing that what it's doing is compressing files to 128 kbps, which would make sense. Because most of the time we don't really give a damn whether it sounds good or not on an iPod. Well, it usually does. To be fair, the quality they use is bloody awesome. And I don't know, it just seems like they have done some random crap to it and made it do its thing. It's really weird. I don't know. Maybe they... Right, let's see. It's moved it to there. There's 19 folders on there, so I don't know whether I've actually added them or what the heck I've added, but I've just added a huge amount of stuff to this thing. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to sync it in a minute, because I actually don't know if I've added them. I'll have a look on my artist list and see what artists I've got, because I've got Shwaddy Waddy. That's one artist I've got. They're good. They were from the 70s. So I'm thinking, let's just add as much of this stuff I've got on here as I can. I can't add every piece of music I've got in my collection, because that would be suicidal. That wouldn't work. But I just want to see how this thing works and see how much I can get on it, because there's nothing like listening to music when you're beavering around, which I seem to be doing quite a bit of. And I also want to see if I can use this thing in my dad's car. There's one thing I do not do is use my phone as a music device. My iPod is the music device. The phone is everything else. Yes, the phone is better than the iPod, but it's only 16 gigs, so I can't get a lot of music on it as much as I'd like to. But anyway, I think I'll quit this ramble and get this thing synced and see what it'll do.